Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Amy Davis Navardauskas, who is the marketing director at the Lebesnik Center for the Arts. Oh, so many names, but I know them. Well, I'm quite fluent in all of this. Out in Michigan City is the Lebesnik Center for the Arts. And Amy, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. And so every year at this time, you're gearing up for your outdoor arts festival.
Yes, we are.
You made enormous changes last year with it.
Yes, we did.
Moving it out of Washington Park.
Yes.
And to right on the kind of on the grounds of the Art Center.
Right, yeah.
Do you still have public art sculptures outside the Art Center?
Most of the sculptures that are, well, the sculptures that are just like on our grounds are sculptures that we have arranged loans with. So, yeah, they're, I mean, they're public works, but they're works that are not works that the public art committee has arranged.
Yeah,
we've
but
arranged them.
But they're outside
them.
For the public
we've
to
got
enjoy.
We've got three or four different sculptures outside of our on our grounds.
So that's the setting for the the new revised outdoor arts festival.
Yes, and we have a few new revisions for this year.
Yeah.
Last year we kind of shot big on really trying to make it a festival because the art festival had been more like an art fair when it was out on at Washington Park. And so we really wanted to make it more of a festival, more fun. And so we added music and things like that, a lot more food.
So other disciplines.
So there is, exactly. And this year we really wanted to kind of... there were a lot of people that said you didn't have a lot of artists last year because we had about 40 artists. And so this year we've added more artists. So there's going to be artists that are going to go all the way around our yard. So we're going to fill up the grounds with booths, artist booths. And there's going to be about 70 to 80 artists.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we've really jumped up that number.
Yeah.
And the live music during the day is not going to be happening. We're going to have live music in the evening on Saturday night.
Yeah. That's a good idea, I think, probably.
Yeah.
So, tell us the name of the festival again.
It's the Lebesnik Art and Artisan Festival.
Okay. Yes. I knew you had a new name for it, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess they expect to see a lot of artists exhibiting, and I would. And and people, have an insatiable urge to shop.
Exactly.
So, so what else is going on along with the art and the music?
So, I think one of the kind of exciting things that is going to be happening during the festival is we've added back in the kind of the family interactive art activities.
Uh-huh.
So, our new education director, she's not really even that new anymore, but Hannah Hammond Hagman is going to
Lord.
Be. we have a lot of complicated names over at Lebesnik Center. she has put together a schedule of activities that includes everything from kind of like STEAM activities that you've heard about.
Yes, I know about that.
Okay.
Science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
Yeah, so she's going to be doing kind of these robot activities with Ozobots. There's going to be Suma Nagashi.
Lord, the names in this interview are just mind-boggling.
Origami.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And some watercolors and things like that. But there's all kinds of different experience that people can sort of get their hands wet doing. So,
Oh, good.
So,
and they sound like interesting subjects,
they
too.
They are.
It's not really just face painting and that little kitty stuff.
Exactly. So the kids can get involved with that, but also, you know, the families can interact. It's not just for kids.
Nice.
So,
yeah. And food trucks?
We are going to have three different food vendors there. Mm-hmm. We may have four if it comes through. But our neighbors, Shoreline Brewery, is going to be there, as well as our other neighbor, 100 Washington. So they're both going to have booths at our festival. And then there's going to be a hot dog booth as well, and maybe some sweets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're excited.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of really good activities going on. Then what comes up after the festival for you?
After the festival, probably the next big thing will be the September First Friday. Mm-hmm. So Peter Aglinskas, who has played for us before, he's a guitarist, and so he's going to come out and play in the galleries in September. So we're excited to have him back.
So, yeah, because, well, September's always kind of like the unofficial opening of the gallery season in the art world. And we do it all year round. I don't know. But the idea, I guess, being that, well, now people are done with their vacations and they're ready to focus. And So that's good. Well, yeah. you do so much along the lakefront in the Michigan City, LaPorte County area, and it's just great to hear about all of it.
Oh, well, thank you. We love to share it.
Well, good luck with the festival this year.
Thank you.
I hope you have a lot of fun.
We will.
Thanks for being here, Amy, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.